Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Back on the Steve Rivers Show with Todd Wood here, author from the Washington Times, author of good books as well. We hadn't talked about North Korea much here, and I see that the Japanese have floated this idea of a preemptive strike against the North Koreans, which I'm like, you take a step back and say, really, the Japanese, who pretty much after World War II said, you know, we don't go anywhere, we protect ourselves only and don't get involved with any kind of war to speak of. For them to suggest a preemptive strike, Todd, is quite a leap forward and quite a statement.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it means they're really scared, and that's a really serious situation.
And so we go back to Bill Clinton saying, well, we're going to sign this deal with North Korea. It means that they will never have nuclear weapons. Certainly didn't finish that way, did it?
No, it sure didn't. And who saw that coming? I think everybody.
Pretty much. Now, let me ask you this. Here's the question, though. Some people think that it's possible, but nobody thinks they're quite there yet, but they're not far away of having nuclear weapons. What do you think? Do they have them? How far away if they don't?
Well, they have them. The question is whether they can put them on an ICBM and miniaturize them or not enough to actually deliver a weapon accurately. You know, the question, you know, the answer to that is maybe in time, probably. So it's just a matter of time before they can really threaten our allies, and, you know, especially Japan, and I don't know if the Philippines are an ally anymore, but, you know, the West Coast, Hawaii, Guam, it's a problem.
So what are we to do about it?
I think missile defense is the answer. I think, obviously, pressuring them through possibly Russia or China, which we've talked about before, but I think if they start popping off missiles again, we need to shoot them down.
Yeah, you know, because at some point,
and I think we continue to build up that area, and that's the trump card, is to continue to build up missile defense, and China and Russia get really worried about it too.
You know, it makes them nervous, which, you know,
yeah,
we don't need a shooting war with either one of those people nations. But, you know, with North Korea, if you make a preemptive strike or something of that nature, I mean, the concern then becomes, do you kill civilians? What happens there? And Kim Jong Un, you know, how do you get him out of the way? And even if you did, who comes next? Who's the next despot in line?
Yeah, well, Trump has been being very unpredictable, which he likes to do. I mean, there's been reports of you know, lots of different weapon systems being brought in and out of the area just to cause traffic and concern on the North Koreans' part, and to, you know, raise questions about what's Trump really doing. So I think he's definitely stirring the pot over there on purpose. So we'll see what happens.
Just to not show his hand, keep bluffing.
Right.
But it's not going to heal itself, is it?
No, it's not. It's a real problem that we need a real adult to deal with. And I think Trump will be that adult finally.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out. But all the world's eyes continue to glance at North Korea, but not looking at them too hard, because I feel that there are so many other distractions. People lose sight of North Korea on a regular basis. Maybe we don't in the intelligence community, but it makes me wonder how much we have our eyes on that situation on any given day.
I think James Mattis, General Mattis, is, I think that's the first thing he looks at every morning.
All right.
That's my guess.
And I hope you're right. And I've seen him operate, and the thing is, you don't hear much about him. He's just doing his best to make sure this country is safe. How can people find out where you're writing today and what's going on with you, Todd?
Well, I got an interesting situation. My books are being picked up by a major global publisher. So if you want some really good thrillers and want collector's items, signed copies, now's the time to do it, because you've got about a week. Just go to my website, ltoddwood.com, and we'll get them out to you personalized. But very soon, in a matter of days, the books are going to be gone for at least the first one. Currency will be gone, especially through January. Then they'll be re-released in stores all over the country. But if you want one of these original collector's items, just go to ltoddwood.com and we'll get one for you.
Well, there you go, Todd. Don't forget the little people when you're doing movies and so forth.
You know. I'm just trying to be like you, Steve.
Well, just remember Gruber. He'll want a cameo in that film, you know. I'll be like a bartender, you know, in Karacha or something. All right. Todd, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, take care. Cheers.
Yeah, Todd Wood, everybody, a world traveler, writer, and apparently now to be distributed worldwide with his books, Currency, the first one you want to get your hands on. And some good stuff there. I wanted to mention, before we got rolling out to the next break here, I wanted to touch on Donald Trump talking about the changes at the Environmental Protection Agency. Has people screaming, as you can imagine. in the environmental movement. The environmental activists are all up in arms. It's going to be dirty water, dirty air. We're all going to, you know, suffocate and be destroyed because he trimmed back the EPA budget. But here is the president talking about it. It's clip 10. I wanted you to hear from him before we got too hysterical about it. Donald Trump.
The action I'm taking today will eliminate federal overreach, restore economic freedom, and allow our companies and our workers to thrive, compete, and succeed on a level playing field for the first time in a long time, fellas. It's been a long time. I'm not just talking about 8 years. We're talking about a lot longer than 8 years. You people know it maybe better than anybody. We're going to continue to expand energy production, and we will also create more jobs in infrastructure, trucking, and manufacturing. This will allow the EPA to focus on its primary mission of protecting our air and protecting our water. Together, we are going to start a new energy revolution, one that celebrates American production on American soil. We want to make our goods here instead of shipping them in from other countries all over the world. They ship in, take the Americans' money, take the money, go home, take our jobs, take our companies. No longer, folks, no longer. We believe in those really magnificent words, made in the USA.
Made in America. Wouldn't that be nice? A lot more of that. But again, I go back to the Ford announcement. It seems to be an announcement just about every day of an American company, an important American company, reinvesting in this nation, in the workers here, in the workforce, in the people, and in the American dream, if you will. So that's the good news that we take away each day. Now, the stock market report responding positively yesterday because of the infrastructure possibilities coming forth. Plus, because the conversation of healthcare isn't over, and the stock market responding again positively, because it seems that the American Healthcare Act or some derivative thereof will be coming back around. It's 52 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.